Hi, this is Mariah from Unpacking Disability, and I am back today with August 30th and 31st from the three-week period in which my brother was in his coma. And I'm just reading the blog posts that I have on my blog at mariahnichols.com. August 30th, 2016. Micah and Moxie were going to school. I see my husband in the photo taking Moxie to the truck, and I see Micah standing on the hill by where we park the trucks. I must have walked them to the truck to see them off. I don't remember. It's all a blur. I'm pretty sure I have other photos taken on my big camera, photos on a hard drive somewhere, because I see this one below with my name on it. Apparently, I took the photo, edited it, uploaded, and downloaded on my phone. I'm not ready for any of those other photos yet, ones I took with my big camera. These ones that I'm pulling out from my phone camera roll are hard enough. On August 30th, my two oldest kids were in school, and I took my youngest walking around the school area. We looked at the beautiful flowers as we walked. We picked blackberries and ate them. There's a picture of Mac with a fireman hat upturned picking blackberries, and there is a singular rose with a bumblebee in it. Then the next picture is Mac with very short hair and his hands outstretched with yellow daisies in his hand. And we went to pick up Micah and Moxie from school. There's a picture of Moxie in her car seat with her leg crossed, eating fruit from a Tupperware container, smiling. And Blue, my dog, Blue, a Blue Heeler, is looking at Moxie. I remember the restlessness that I felt, like I needed to move, but when I moved, it wasn't enough. I needed to pray, but when I prayed, it wasn't enough. I needed to be still and feel Dana's presence, but when I was, I couldn't. I remember the fog and that restlessness, the perpetual fog, the fog that hadn't gone away. I was still moving through this lava liquid world and nothing felt real. That night, I stood on the deck and my niece Yuhan called me. She said that the doctors wanted to have a family meeting for Dana. I remember I asked why, and she said, well, he's on every form of life support. I hadn't tallied all the care that Dana was receiving at the ICU as life support, and to hear it so baldly stated was a jolt to me. All of those photos of the machines that Dana was connected to, the photos that I took so playfully thinking of how Dana would get a kick out of them when he woke up, all of those machines were literally keeping Dana alive. That without those machines on, Dana would die because he was unable to breathe or keep his heart going on his own. August 31st, 2016. I did not leave the night of the 30th to go back to Reading because I was traveling in unsafe areas. Night could only make it worse, and it could be complicated with the kids. And that's the thing about living so isolated, and also the thing about living in marijuana country during harvest season. Things are a little different. I left the next morning. There's a picture of the road from the dashboard of the car. At that point, I remember not being thrilled about needing to take the kids. I wanted to be able to focus on Dana. It wasn't a sharp feeling, though, more like a heart swish, followed by a sigh. I don't remember why I took a picture of downtown Ferndale. There's a picture of downtown Ferndale. Did a child puke on the Wildcat drive through the Lost Coast and on the way into town? Or did I stop there for food for a drive? That would be strange because I usually stop for supplies in Eureka or Arcata. but it's on my camera roll. We drove the 7 hours and whatever else for stops along the way. Bathroom, puking, road work, gas, coffee, gum, or something crunchy to keep me awake. And we were back at Mercy Hospital in the ICU. Everything was still and everything was restless. Mom and my nieces were still there, busy weaving webs of hope through the cocoon of the ICU waiting room. My niece Yuhan was still, yes, still, trying to resolve the enormous issue of Dana's insurance. She was trying to get him covered through a grace period that might extend just far enough. They'd say no, she'd push on, call someone else, push through another angle. She was relentless. The next photo is this one. It's a picture of the three kids by the luggage cart thing with tons of luggage on it. We were back at the hotel. The kids loved that luggage carrier thing. I did too. It made a real difference whilst trying to tote what felt like a million small bags and three wiggly active children. I wanted just one big suitcase. And another picture of all three kids climbing around on that. We got settled into our room, took care of all of the necessary aspects of being physically clean, cared for, and functional in this Western culture, and prayed. And there's a picture of our hands clasped and as we sat there in prayer. Thank you for joining me, and I will be back again tomorrow.